Second Corinthians
7, chapter 1, Akarnyaha Narado Bhagavan Rishihi Tusta Prahatam Abhashya Srivan Tasyatat Sada Kataha. Translation. Sri Sukadeva Goswami said, after hearing the request of Maharaj Yudhishthira, Narad Muni, the most powerful spiritual master, who knew everything, was very pleased. Thus he replied in the presence of everyone taking part in the yajna. Text 23. Sri Narada Uvacha Nindana Stava Satkara Nyatkara Tam Kevalam Pradana Parayorajan Avivekena Kalpitam. Translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. The great sage Sri Naradaji said, O King, blasphemy and praise, chastisement and respect are experienced because of ignorance. The body of the conditioned soul is planned by the Lord for suffering in the material world through the agency of the external energy. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 8:61, it is said, Ishvara sarva bhutanam hirdirishi rajuna tistate brahmayam sarva bhutani yantarudani mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Rajuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of material energy. A material body is manufactured by the external energy according to the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. A conditioned soul, being seated on this machine, wanders throughout the universe, and because of his bodily conception of life, he only suffers. Actually, the suffering of being blasphemed and the enjoyment of being praised, the acceptance of a good welcome or of chastisement by harsh words, are felt in the material conception of life. But since the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not material, but Satchitananda Vigraha, he is unaffected by insults or greetings, blasphemy or prayers. Being always unaffected and complete, he does not feel extra pleasure when offered nice prayers by the devotee, although the devotee benefits by offering prayers to the Lord. Indeed, the Lord is very kind to his so-called enemy, because one who always thinks of the personality of Godhead as an enemy also benefits, although he thinks of the Lord adversely. If a conditioned soul thinking of the Lord as an enemy or a friend, somehow or the other, becomes attached to the Lord, he receives great benefits. Great sage Sri Naradaji said, O King, blasphemy and praise, chastisement and respect are experienced because of ignorance. So, I beg the mercy of all the devotees so that I can say something in connection to this verse for my own purification. So, Naradaji, a great spiritual master of many, many great devotees of the Lord, is speaking here. response to the question that Yudhishthira Maharaj has asked him. And so in response to the question, Narada Muni is saying that, O King, blasphemy and praise, chastisement and respect, I experience because of ignorance. The body of the conditioned soul is planned by the Lord for suffering in the material world through the agency of the external energy. So this is a very interesting statement spoken by such a great personality. It is said that if a less important person makes a statement, nobody values it. Like if you meet a child on the street, he tells you that I can give you $10,000. You don't value such a statement of a child because it's a child. He has nothing to offer. Maybe he has not even a single paisa in his pocket. But out of some, maybe pride or whatever, he's promising he can give $10,000. But if you meet the head of state of America, President Bush, and he says, I can give you $1 million, you will believe him because he's capable. He's capable of giving you $1 million. He's capable of giving you $1 billion. So, when somebody speaks, looking at their personality, looking at their position of their personality, you can believe or you can refuse to believe. So here, such an important personality as Narada Muni is speaking. So we have to believe. Narada is saying that the body of all conditioned souls is planned by the Lord for suffering in the material world through the agency of the external energy. So if Narada Ji is speaking like this, there is no doubt. No doubt that the very beginning of our lives in this material world, to the very moment we exit, we leave, is nothing but trouble. That is true. Yesterday we were listening to a lecture by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and he was saying that the scientists have created so many wonderful things. They have created spaceships. They have created big ships on the sea floating with so much load. They have even created certain big aircrafts that can carry other aircrafts, warplanes. They have created the atomic bomb, the nuclear bomb. They have created so many things. But one thing they have not created, but which is very important, is that they have not created anything that can stop death. They have done so much, and they are very proud of what they have done. But the most important thing in life is death. They have not been able to create any situation whereby any living entity or all living entities in this material world can escape death. They have not been able to create. And so, they have actually failed. Because at the end of it all, they also succumb to death. And all of these great creations, amazing creations, wonderful creations, they succumb to death. They succumb to birth, disease, old age, and death. Janna, Vyadi, Jara, Mrityu. These are the things of this world. Once you accept a material body, you have to go through these transformations. You have to grow old, you have to grow sick, and eventually you have to die. And no one can escape it. Be you the wealthiest man in the world, You cannot escape it. Be you the greatest politician in the world who wields so much power, you cannot escape it. Be you what? You cannot escape it. This is the nature of this material world that has been created by the Supreme Personality of Godhead for teaching the living entity a lesson. So here, Narada Muni is making it very, very clear that the body of the conditioned soul is planned by the Lord for suffering in the material world through the agency of the external energy. So, in the Vishnu Purana, it is mentioned, Vishnu Shakti Para Prokta, that Lord Vishnu has many, many energies, many different kinds of energies. Para Prokta means superior energy. There are two major energies, Para Shakti and Apara Shakti. Para Shakti means the superior energy of the Lord, and Apara Shakti means the inferior energy of the Lord. The superior energy of the Lord is the spiritual sky. Of course, the living entity is also of the superior energy. But when the living entity comes in touch with the material energy, which is the Apara Shakti, the inferior energy, immediately his condition, he's given a material body, he's given material senses, and immediately his life of misery begins. So it is said that when a child is born, the first thing he does is he cries. And in fact, in the maternity homes, when a child is born, he does not cry. It is the duty of the midwives to make him cry. They hold him upside down and they give him a slap. And immediately he will cry as a welcome to the material world. Because this is a place of misery, so you must be welcome in a particular way. So if a child is born and he doesn't cry, he is made to cry as a welcome to the material world. Just like if you go to prison. In fact, I remember once or twice I've gone into the police cells because of preaching. Once we were distributing books at the airport and we were arrested. They've written there no peddling and no standing and no all that. They wrote that was in Nigeria, and two of us we tried to be a bit brave. We went into that area because a lot of important people were there, and we were distributing books. Immediately they called the police and they picked us up. Actually, the other devotee, he saw the police coming, so he escaped. But I was not even watching. I was busy trying to, plead with somebody to take a book, and before I was arrested, they grabbed me at my shirt. And they took me into the airport police cells. And so, I've never been to the cells before. This was my first time. So as soon as I entered the cell, immediately, there were about 10 or 11 mates in that cell. Immediately, they welcomed me into the cell. How did they welcome me? They gave me two terrible slaps. That was their welcome. One giant just gave me a slap on this side, another giant gave me a slap on this side. I was confused. What is happening here? And they said, this is their welcome. They are welcome into the cell. What brings you here? Then they introduced me to the president of the cell. Even in the cell, they have presidents. They said, now, please, this is our president here. You offer obeisances to him. So I didn't know how to offer obeisances to a prisoner. So I folding my hands like this. Again, they gave me a slap. Why I'm not offering proper respects to their president? However, the president realized that I was not a criminal. So he stopped them. He said, please stop, stop. This man, from his dress, he's not one of us. So stop. Then he asked me what brought me here. Then I told him I was trying to give out some books, some spiritual books to some people, and I was arrested. And he started asking me questions. And the whole thing turned into preaching. So I started preaching to the people in the cell. And they were very happy. And finally, they started asking me, where is the temple? How can they get in touch with us? So I realized that Krishna has sent me there for a purpose. So the point I'm trying to make is that even when you enter a prison house, you are given a welcome. And that welcome is you are given some slaps so that you understand that you are in a different world, the world of prisoners. So when I saw that drama a few days back about the salted bread, how the prisoners were, the devotees were receiving the prison, and I remembered some years back my experience. So the same way, when the living entity comes into the material energy, the material world is welcomed. And the welcome is given a slap. Because from the medical point of view, there's something good about it. Because when a child is crying and trying to come out, sometimes the liquid from the womb enters his nose, enters his mouth, and all that. So when they slap and he cries, then the lungs begin to function, and then there's a force of air that comes out, and all the liquid in the nose and the mouth are forced out. So there's a medical reason for doing that. But also there's a spiritual reason. It is for welcoming him into the material world, a place of misery. So here, Narada Muni is making it clear that this material world is a place of suffering. And that this body is nothing but a suit. It's a dress designed for that suffering. That's all about it. That is what Narada Muni is saying. So anytime we experience some pain, we experience some anxiety, we should always remember this, that we are in the prison suit, that we are in the body that is meant for suffering. And therefore, it is natural that we have to go through this suffering. So, however, it is interesting to also note that in the purport, Srila Prabhupada is mentioning that actually the Lord has a different form of, a different body. The form of the Lord is different. The form of the Lord is transcendental. It is spiritual. It is not like ours. Even though the Lord appears in his two-hand form, he appears like the human being, but the Lord's form is different. His form is transcendental. It's spiritual. And so, he does not experience the sufferings of this world. When the Lord comes into the material world, he remains in his transcendental position, and so he does not experience the miseries of this world. He doesn't experience the problems of this world. So, therefore, when the Lord is praised by his devotees, or when he's chastised by his enemies, or when he's insulted or blasphemed by demons, the Lord remains in his transcendental position. Wonderful position of the Supreme Lord, that he's not affected by the material energy. We, the living entities, are deeply affected by the material energy. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always in a transcendental position is not affected by the material energy. Actually, in the Sri Upanishad, one of the verses of Sri Upanishad, Srila Prabhupada has described the body of the Lord as Shuddham and Apapa Vidham. Shuddham means pure, antiseptic. The Lord's body is antiseptic. Something which is antiseptic means that it has the ability to purify the atmosphere, to purify anything that comes in touch with it. So, the Lord's body is Shuddham because it's antiseptic. It can purify anyone and everybody of all sinful reactions. And therefore, by coming in touch with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the living entity, the conditioned living entity, can become purified. Just like the sun. The sun is far away, 93 million miles away, according to the scientists, but his light and heat is able to purify the atmosphere. Even dirty things like stool, horrible things, can easily be purified by the sunlight. And the sun doesn't get contaminated by this purificatory activity. So similarly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though he's far away in his spiritual kingdom, Goloka Vrindavan, he's able to purify anyone and everyone who comes in touch with him. So he's called Shuddham. And he's also called Apapavidam. Apapavidam means that his association is also very wonderful. But associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can become a very elevated personality. And he can also experience the transcendence that the Lord is experiencing. Just as the Prabhupada mentioned, that the Lord is not bothered whether he's blasphemed or praised, whether he's chastised with harsh words or welcome with sweet words. The Lord is not bothered by these things. Similarly, the devotee who has been associating with the Lord, the devotee who has been praising the Lord, who has been glorifying the Lord, also acquires the transcendental nature of the Lord. And so, he is not affected by such praise and blasphemy. The example is Vidura. Vidura ji, we all know that he was living in the palace of Duryodhan and his wicked brothers and blind father, Dhritarashtra. And because Vidura ji was always supporting the Pandavas, he was always in support of the Pandavas. And sometimes Dhritarashtra and his son, headed by Duryodhan, they would chastise him with harsh words. They would insult him in the same words. In fact, one time he was even thrown out of the palace because he had praised the Pandavas, because he had shown his inclination towards the Pandavas. Duryodhan ordered that Vidura be thrown out of the palace. He was thrown out. But the next day, Dhritarashtra was feeling sad that he had allowed his son to throw away his good brother, his wonderful brother, who used to give him good advice. So immediately, Dhritarashtra sent a messenger to go to the forest and bring Vidura back. And under normal circumstances, if he were a conditioned soul, he would have refused to come back. But as soon as the message got to Vidura in the forest, that your senior brother, Dhritarashtra, wants you back in the palace. Immediately, He forgot all about the chastisement. He forgot about the harsh words of Duryodhana. Immediately, he returned to Hastinapur. So this shows that a devotee of the Lord is also like the Lord. Because he's associating with the Supreme Personality of God, a transcendental Lord, he also acquires the transcendental nature of the Lord. Just like when an iron rod is placed in fire, in the matter of time, in the course of time, that iron rod turns into fire. And it has the same qualities of fire. It can burn. It can ignite. Because it has acquired the qualities of fire. So similarly, by associating with the Lord, who is described as Apapavidham, by associating with the Lord, who is free from sin, he is never contaminated by sin, the living entity, the conditioned soul, also gradually becomes purified from all such ignorance. And the soul also acquires such transcendental qualities. And he becomes immune to chastisement and praises. He becomes neutral. He's not bothered whether you praise him or you chastise him. This is the transcendental position of the Lord, and his devotees also acquire such transcendental qualities. So, here we are hearing that Shishupal, such an enemy, so-called enemy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, was given liberation. He was given Sayujya Mukti. There are five kinds of liberations, but the worst of them is Sayujya Mukti. The one you merge into the body of the Lord. No devotee wants such liberation. Only demons, they get such liberation. But still, it's very amazing that from the very day he learned how to speak, he blasphemed Krishna till the very day he died. Can you imagine this? The very day Shishupal learned how to speak, the first word he spoke was blaspheming against the Supreme Personality of God. And all his life, he blasphemed the Supreme Personality of God. And until the last moment, he blasphemed the Supreme Personality of God. Still, when the Lord chopped off his head by means of his Sudarshan Chakra, in the presence of everyone in the Rajasuya sacrifice, they saw the Atman, the soul of Shishupal, dashed towards the Supreme Lord, emerged into the body of the Supreme Lord. And this was very wonderful. So Yudhishthira Maharaj is inquiring from Narada Muni, how is this possible? Even the enemy of the Lord is getting liberation. How is that possible? It was amazing that somebody who blasphemed you from the very day he learned to speak till the very day he died. Still, the Lord is so kind that he's giving Shishupal Sayujya Mukti liberation. So this is bewildering to Yudhishthira Maharaj. And of course, the topic is the Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. This is how the Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, in his past times, also demonstrated how the Supreme Personality of God is equal to everyone. I remember the Jagai Madai Leela. When Jagai Madai attacked Lord Nityananda and broke his head, the Lord was very angry. That is, he was showing the Vaishnava etiquette that when the Lord is blasphemed or attacked, or the devotee of the Lord is blasphemed or attacked, one should not just stand by and watch. One should act immediately to defend that personality, that devotee. So Lord Chaitanya became very mad. He was very angry. He was mad with anger and wanted to kill these demons. But Lord Nityananda said, "My dear Lord, in the age of Kali, everyone is like this, Jagai and Madai. If you want to kill these two demons, then you must be ready to kill all living entities because they are all like this. So please, you should kill them in another way. You should take away their demonic mentality. That is much needed." So immediately the Lord, he calmed down, he cooled down, and He awarded Jagai and Madai Krishna Prem. This was very amazing. The whole of Navadvip, everybody was wondering because they know them to be such crooks, such dicots, such rascals. They were known for their nefarious and nocturnal activities. Nobody liked them. But all of a sudden, the people of Navadvip, they saw Jagai and Madai with their hands up, with duty, with tilak. They were in the Harinam party of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And everyone was wondering what is happening. So this is the demonstration that the Lord is equal to everyone. Even demons like Jagai and Madai, they were given prem, Krishna prem. What we are struggling for, what we are chanting every day, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Every day we are chanting Hare Krishna and expecting the mercy of the Lord. We are praying that one day this special mercy Lord Chaitanya gave to Jagai Madai, Krishna Prem, one day it will happen in our hearts. One day it will happen in our minds and we will be full of bliss. That is what we are expecting. They got it by the unlimited mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that shows that the Lord is equally disposed towards everyone. Because everyone actually is the son of the Lord. Everyone actually is a child of the Lord. Everyone actually is part and parcel of the Lord. Mama Ivamsa Jiva Loke, Jiva Bhuta Sanantanaha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that every living entity eternally is my part and parcel. So everyone are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. Even the demons, they are parts and parcels of the Supreme Lord. In fact, even the animals, sometimes Prabhupada mentions in the Upanishad that when they are doing population count, they leave out the animals, they leave out the trees, they leave out the insects. They don't count them as citizens. Right? They only count the human beings. And they give the figure, the population of India is 1 billion. But actually, that is much more. Because the trees, they're also citizens of India. The animals, they're also citizens. The insects, they're also citizens. So all these living entities are parts and parcels of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're all children of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Mahaprabhu, in his Jarikanda Lila, he demonstrated. He awarded even animals Krishna Prem. He made animals to dance and sing in glorification of the holy names of the Lord. He made animals to embrace, even animals that were inimical towards each other. The tiger and the deer, they have never been friends before. But in the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they became friends. And they were embracing and kissing and dancing and singing the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the power of the holy name of Krishna. The power of the holy name of Krishna can remove all the poison of enmity, the poison of envy, the poison of lust, poison of anger from our minds, from our hearts, and make us dance in consonance with the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the wonderful nature of the Lord, His apapavidham. Just by associating with the Lord, or by associating with His holy name, or by associating with any aspect of the Supreme Lord, His form, His pastimes, whatever. If we associate with any of these, the living entity, the conditioned soul, becomes purified of all sins and comes to the transcendental position, free from all miseries, and he is no more influenced by ignorance. And therefore, he's not bothered whether he's chastised or praised because he has come to the transcendental platform of Krishna consciousness. So this is what I can offer this morning. Thank you very much. If there is any question or comment, Hare Krishna. Mataji, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
It's a beautiful lecture. My question is that when we do japa, we are so many years in Krishna consciousness. We do japa, we do have somewhat love for Krishna. That's why we come to mandir under all conditions of weather. We love devotees. We try to do whatever we can. I feel we have love for Krishna. But the desires don't go from the heart. We still have desires to enjoy, to wear good clothes, to see people, and all sorts of enjoyment we still want to do. Why can't we control? Like we can have Ekadashi.
Yeah.
We can do anything. We can do Nirjalas. But the desire to eat doesn't stop. How is it? How to control the desires?
Thank you for your wonderful question. Actually, because the living entity has associated with this material energy for a very long time, millions of years, we can actually trace, the Prabhupada mentions in one purport, that the history of our coming into the material world cannot be traced. It is many years, billions of years, we have been in this material world, associating with this material energy, and always making plans how to enjoy the material energy. So because of this, there are so many impressions, so many desires that the mind is carrying. And even though now that we are trying so hard to remember Krishna every time, we are trying so hard to remember the holy names of the Lord, we are trying so hard to keep the mind, to keep our mind fixed, focused on the Lord. But those desires are there in the mind. Their impressions in the mind, and still they come up. But we should continue to perform our devotional service. We should understand that because the mind is carrying these impressions, these desires from life to life to life, even though we are practicing Krishna consciousness, but the mind will continue to play on these old records. They are all records stored in the mind. And he plays them back from time to time. So, once we are situated in this Krishna consciousness and we have taken to the holy name, we are chanting the holy name, we are engaging in service, we are hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, we are associating with devotees, gradually, those old records, those old recordings, impressions in the mind will be wiped off. And then only we will stop thinking about these desires to enjoy, desires to do this and desire to do that. So it is due to the conditioning of the mind. The mind is so conditioned that even though we are making such effort to become more and more Krishna conscious, but the mind keeps playing the trick. Actually, I remember one devotee telling me that the intelligence and the mind are always conspiring to keep the living entity in the material world. The material mind, the material intelligence are always conspiring how to keep us here in the material world. And that is why we should not listen to this rascal mind. That is why we should not take advice from this material intelligence. Material mind, material intelligence will simply lead us away from spiritual life. We have to take shelter of the pure devotee of the Lord. We have to take shelter of the advanced Sudha Bhakta of the Lord, because his mind, he has controlled his mind. His mind is no more wild. His mind is now at the lotus feet of the Lord. So if we follow his instructions, we follow his mind, we follow his directions, then gradually we can also get free from the material mind and the material intelligence. So that is bound to be there because of the conditioning, and it will automatically happen again and again. But we should never bother about it. We should just keep fixed in our service, keep fixed in our japa, and keep fixed in our association with devotees, and gradually it will go away. Hare Krishna.
You say that gradually. I think I'm old, I can die anytime. So gradually means I may not do in this life.
That is also true, that I always remember Radha Gopinath Prabhu, he says, controlling the mind is not one life business. So controlling the mind It's not a life's business. It may be two lives, it may be three lives, maybe more lives that is there. But we should have faith that the spiritual master is capable of delivering us. That even though we may not have our minds completely controlled, if we work according to his instruction, if we surrender to him totally, with all the problems that we have, the spiritual master can take us back home, back to Godhead. That is guaranteed. Actually, Srila Prabhupada says that if you chant 16 rounds every day without fail, and if you follow the four basic rules and regulations of no meat eating, no illicit sex, no gambling, and no intoxication, and you just engage in doing some seva and associating with devotees, Srila Prabhupada guarantees that you go back to Godhead. And the words of the founder Acharya will not go in vain. So even though the mind is so wild and he's running here and running there, but still, if we just follow this simple process given to us by Srila Prabhupada, it is guaranteed that we'll go back home, back to Godhead. In fact, even when Krishna was on the planet, when Arjuna was with Krishna, and Krishna was instructing him in the 6th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna complained, Chanchalam Himana Krishna. My mind is like chanchalam. It's running here and running there. It's very difficult to control the mind. It's like a raging wind. And Krishna told him, practice and detachment. He said, by constant practice and detachment, the mind can be controlled. So we are also practicing. Every day we are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We should never fail in chanting Hare Krishna every day. Constantly, 16 rounds minimum we must do every day. And we should never fail in doing some service. And we should never fail in hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And we should never fail in associating with devotees. Once we do these things constantly in this life, it is guaranteed that we'll go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai.